Hi, this is Gary Entz for WXPR's Northwoods Moment in History. The town of St. Germain in Vilas County today is a popular tourist destination, and many people go there to see the statue of Chief St. Germain. St. Germain, however, is French. So where did the name come from? In the early 17th century, Samuel de Champlain, governor of New France, sent explorers into the Great Lakes looking for a water route to the Pacific Ocean. They reached the regions of northern Wisconsin, but never found a water route to the Pacific. What they did find was that northern Wisconsin was a rich source of furs. Fur pelts, particularly beaver pelts, were in high demand in Europe at the time, and roughly around 1660, French fur traders built a small fort at Chequamegon Bay. The French were pushing west across the Great Lakes in search of furs because most of the beaver had already been trapped out of their base in Quebec. However, this westward push placed the French in direct conflict with both the Iroquois Confederacy and the Dutch. Since the 1620s, Dutch merchants had traveled up the Hudson River from New Amsterdam to trade firearms and other goods to the Iroquois in exchange for furs. Iroquois trappers competed with the French for furs along the St. Lawrence River. As beaver became increasingly difficult to find in the east, both Iroquois and French pushed west across the Great Lakes in an effort to claim prime hunting grounds. By the 1640s, this competition broke out into the military conflict known as the Beaver Wars. The Beaver Wars were among the most brutal conflicts of colonial North America, and by the time the fighting ended in 1698, many Algonquin-speaking refugees had been forced out of the eastern Great Lakes and into Wisconsin. The war established the Iroquois as middlemen between the French and English colonies. Meanwhile, the French had to abandon their outposts in Wisconsin. One French soldier, Jean-François Saint-Germain, had married an indigenous woman, and rather than abandon his family, he deserted to remain in Wisconsin. It was his descendants who passed the name Saint-Germain into the Ojibwe Nation. Big Saint-Germain Lake is named for the family, and when civic leaders of the nearby town of Farmington were looking for ways to attract tourist dollars, they changed the name of their town first to Lakewood, and then in 1930 to the more romantic-sounding St. Germain. I'm Gary Entz, and this has been a WXPR Northwoods Moment in History.